Rob Lorenz. I'm the chairperson for the Board of Alders.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning on this 10th Sunday after Pentecost. My name is Jim Kless, and I will be leading you through this morning as we worship and sing praise to God, our God. We hope you feel as if you are here with us in person, and we certainly hope you are blessed as you hear the good news of God's love for you.
Following our bulletins, may I ask that you please stand and we will sing the opening hymn 403.
Worship this morning is the Divine Service 2 on page 158 of the Lutheran Worship. Please join us now as we sing our opening hymn, Praise and Thanksgiving, hymn 403 in the Lutheran Worship. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed.
By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your presence. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Gracious God, you have placed within the heart of all your children a longing for your word and a hunger for your truth. Grant that we may know your Son as the true bread of heaven and share this bread with all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Our family hymn this week is One Bread, One Body.
seat.
The lector this morning is Karen Schaefer. May God open our hearts to receive the word he speaks to us through Karen.
The first reading is from the fourth chapter of 2 Kings, verses 42 to 44. A man came from Baal Shalisha, bringing the man of God 20 loaves of barley bread, baked from the first ripe grain, along with some heads of new grain. "Give it to the people to eat," Elisha said. "How can I set this before 100 men?" his servant asked. But Elisha answered, "Give it to the people to eat, for this is what the Lord says. They will eat and have some left over." Then he set it before them, and they ate and had some left over, according to the word of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please join in the responsive reading of Psalm 145 as it is printed in your worship bulletin.
All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom
and speak of your might.
So that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom
is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations.
The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds
all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down.
The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time.
You open your hands and satisfy the desires of every living thing.
The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does.
The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth.
The second reading is from the third chapter of Ephesians, verses 14 through 21. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all of the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know that this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all of the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. To whom shall we go?
You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia. Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel, according to St. John, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 21. Glory to you, O Lord. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, that is, the Sea of Tiberias. And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world." Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down but to the lake, where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus approaching by the boat, walking on the water, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I. Don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Christ.
And now let us continue with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please have a seat and we'll sing the sermon hymn.
Please join us now as we sing our sermon hymn, "Lord, Take My Hand," hymn 512 in the Lutheran worship. This is your hour with God, broadcast on tape delay from St. John's Lutheran Church, Depew, New York, at exactly 1300 on your AM dial, Radio WXRL.
So today's sermon is taken from our gospel reading from John chapter 6 that Karen just read for us. And, of course, our gospel reading is nothing to not look into. There's two miracles that perform right here. First, Jesus starts out with feeding the 5,000 with two fish and five loaves, and then follows it up by walking on water. So, quite frankly, when I read through this, I can't help but think that this must have been one heck of a roller coaster ride for those disciples, right? It kind of starts out with Jesus giving them a little bit of a test, saying, here's a large crowd of 5,000 people, go ahead, feed them. And you could see that these disciples had no problem doing the quick math and could add up that two fish and five loaves and 5,000 people, it doesn't take a real mathematician to figure out that that's not going to work very well. Philip even said there's not enough food to give each of these people one bite. So that you could tell that they were probably a little bit troubled trying to figure out exactly how this was all going to go. But then sure enough, they see a miracle happening right before their eyes. So they go from this state of being completely troubled to pretty much amazement and awe, right? Not knowing quite exactly what just happened, but still trying to take it all in. And then as Jesus leaves and goes away to the mountain, as they're collecting their stuff and putting it in the boat and going out on the water, I'm sure at about that point they were probably feeling the highest of highs that they've ever felt in their life, right? Like, that conversation on the boat probably had to go something like, could you believe what just happened? Did you guys see what I just saw? Pinch me, right? Now, I'm sure they must have felt pretty good about themselves, thinking that we made a pretty good decision by following this guy. Because I'm sure everybody realized at that point that clearly this was a man of God, and that this guy was going to do amazing things, not just for them and their lives, but for all people. I'm sure they probably had a sense about themselves that we're in good shape. No matter what happens from here on in, all of our troubles are going to be taken care of, right? But sure enough, in an instant, these men's world gets flipped upside down. As they're out in that boat and the storm clouds come in, leaving them in a state of panic and terror, even to a point where they think they see a ghost. Their focus is completely lost. And I think for all of us, there's times in our lives that we might be able to relate to a similar situation where things seem to be going along very smoothly and wonderfully, following the plan that we have for ourselves, and everything's going good, and then all of a sudden something happens and our world gets spun upside down, right? And I think when those things happen in our lives, there's the possibility that we may lose our focus and our world might get spun around on us. Now, I'm sure for most of us, it may not be as drastic as it was for these disciples. But then again, I'm sure there's some of us that have had experiences that they can relate full well to what just happened to these disciples. Now, I want to share a story with you that this past winter, I went and saw a movie with my family. And I don't know what it is, if it's that if I'm getting older, that maybe I get more sensitive and emotional. I don't know, does that happen? But when I went and saw this movie, it touched me. It was amazing. And I couldn't help but think that possibly maybe I could tie this into a sermon. So here we go. But the movie that I saw was called The Greatest Showman, and it's a story about Phineas T. Barnum, the founder of Barnum & Bailey Circus. I'm not sure if any of you are familiar with that movie. Very entertaining movie. They sing a lot of the songs and stuff like that. But just a very entertaining movie. And how the movie goes, it starts out with Phineas as a young boy living with his father. And it's just he and his father. And his father's a tailor. So in those days, how it worked for a tailor is, you know, it's not, people didn't come to them. They kind of traveled to the houses, mainly of the rich people, were the only ones that could afford it. And they would do their measurements and alterations and those sort of things and carry them from their homes back and forth. Needless to say, it wasn't a very high-paying profession, anything along those lines. So clearly, Barnum grew up as what we would consider very poor. And as the story goes, Barnum's father ends up growing ill and then passes away, leaving Barnum as a young boy with no possessions, no home, no shelter, virtually has nothing. A young boy out on the streets trying to figure it out on his own. But you see, Barnum was filled with hope and dreams. And in my opinion, he was founded with a strong faith and a will and a determination. And this young boy, after many years, was able to get enough money to start the Barnum Circus. And he then had that lead into meeting the most famous opera singer in all of Europe by the name of Jenny Lind. And he was able to convince Jenny Lind to come to America and go on tour. And this tour led to the most unprecedented amounts of money ever given to any singer. And at that time, the circus was doing outstanding. Shows were sold out night after night after night. So at this point in Barnum's life, he was feeling the highest of highs. That all that work and dedication that he put in, starting from nothing, building this giant, he was on top of the world. Feeling like a king, right? And I'm sure he was thinking that no matter what happens, all of his troubles are gone. That it is smooth sailing for the rest of his days. And just like that, the walls came crashing in on him. Jenny Lind decided that she was not going to continue doing the tour. Well, for Barnum, he had to pay for all the venues in advance with no refunds. And just as he was returning home from that tour, and he was at the train station greeting his family, a horse-drawn carriage full of firefighters went speeding past him, heading directly to the circus. The building had caught fire and was completely destroyed. Barnum was left standing there, staring at everything that he had worked for. Sitting right there before him, completely destroyed. All of his blood, sweat, and tears. A pile of ash standing before him. He was a man completely broken at that point. And at that point in the movie, he starts to sing a song. And I want to play this song for you so that you can hear it. The title of the song is From Now On. And it was this song, I think, that hit me the most as I heard his words.
Cause it led me back. to you. From now on, these eyes will not be blinded by the light. Wait until tomorrow starts tonight. Let these crumbs in the star wake an infamy in my heart.
Politicians praise my name. The flaws of someone else's dreams, the pitfalls of the man I became. For years and years, I chased their cheers, the crazy speed of always needing more. But when I stop and see you here,
even now as I hear the words of this song, I can't help but be filled with emotion. Because when I hear those words, I can't help but think of God's amazing grace in this man. If something like that would happen to any of us, I'm sure many of us may not have reacted exactly the same as he did, right? I don't think the first thing we would have said was, God didn't make this happen. God didn't put this for me. No. But he's overcome with joy and enthusiasm because he knows that God is still there for him. That here we have a man who is chasing fame and fortune and glory. But unfortunately for him, he was going in the wrong direction. He was chasing the earthly value of those things. And unfortunately, it took him hitting rock bottom to the very nothing left at all before he realized that the only true fame and fortune and glory would come through the Lord, our God. And I'm sure maybe at times this may happen for you and I, that we can get caught up on what success is considered in society. That as we chase those earthly treasures, we may, like Barnum, forget about what the ultimate treasure truly is, which is eternal life with God, a God who loves us more than anyone could ever love us, and how he shows that love for us by never leaving us, never abandoning us at any point. And that as we go through life, through whatever twists and turns that are in store for us, that God is always there to carry us through if we're willing to look to him. And just like Barnum, I think what oftentimes can happen very easily is we get caught up in the excitement and all the good that's happening around us, that we forget how blessed we were along the road to get there. And even through all that, when we realize what happened and we turn back to God, he is there for us with open arms, not ready to say, I told you so. So I think that's a little bit what those disciples probably felt like when they got to that point where They felt helpless, like they were at rock bottom waiting for an end, and certainly lost their focus. But sure enough, Jesus was right there to comfort them. A lesson that I'm sure will stick with them. That from now on, their eyes will not be blinded. That from now on, they will put their trust in the Lord. And as you and I go out into this world today, and we travel that journey with many twists and turns, let us be reminded that the hope and the promise of eternal life waits for us. That because through God's love and His amazing grace, by giving His Son to die for our sins, was God's ultimate statement saying that from now on, the path to glory has been prepared for all of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We'll continue worshiping our Lord with our offerings. And as the offerings are brought forward, let us rise to sing the offertory.
The congregation offerings are now being gathered by the ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is sponsored by Jackie Crable in loving memory of her husband, Larry.
Please stand and we'll continue with the offertory prayer. O God, whose giving never ends, regardless of the time or day, accept these gifts we offer on this day of worship. Accept our service each day of our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We'll continue now with the prayers of the church, confident that our Lord hears and provides for all our needs of body and soul. Let us pray. For the faithful proclamation of God's eternal word, that the body of Christ grow and mature and be built up in love, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the Christian church, that God guide her against constant grumbling, so that she might repent and rejoice in the forgiveness of sins. We pray especially for the Brown, Burnham, Camerano, Capozzi, and Capello families, and all others from our congregation. Let us pray to the Lord. For Matthew, our Synod's president, Chris, our district president, for Galen, our pastor, and for all who serve this congregation, that in all things they speak the truth in love and be faithful in their witness. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For President Trump and all who govern in our land, that they never forget their accountability to God, but use the authority entrusted to them honorably and for the good of the people. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who suffer from poverty, homelessness, unemployment, or hunger, that God provide their daily bread, show mercy, preserve, and relieve them, and that He be their strong deliverer and guide them through the wilderness of this life. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who are sick, suffering from chronic pain, or undergoing surgery, and all of those who are listed in our bulletins, that God grant them healing and the strength to bear their infirmities with patience and grace. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who mourn, that they not lose hope, but always labor for the food that endures to eternal life. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Merciful Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, you have graciously promised that those who believe would never hunger or thirst. Deliver us from all human cunning, from Satan's deceitful schemes, and from all evil which would cause us to stray from the precious teachings handed down by your apostles. Teach us to love our neighbor, that we might always build each other up, care for one another, and pray for the whole communion of saints, that in steadfast faith we may be gathered together before the Lamb in the midst of His throne, to give glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And let us continue now with the prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you His peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The closing hymn this morning is Sent Forth by God's Blessing, hymn 247 in the Lutheran Worship.
Sent forth by God's blessing.
Didn't think I would quite end that early. Don't know how that happened, because certainly I did this last night. You may have a seat. We got some time to kill. So anyways, with the announcements, if you do need to get a hold of Galen this week, he is away at Allegheny. This is certainly the toughest time to reach him because the reception out there is horrible. And I still don't understand why he wants to go there every year, but but I guess we're all a little bit different, aren't we? But we do have you covered. In case any emergencies do come up, you can contact the church office or myself. This week, again, we'll have coverage by Phil Schultz in case of an emergency. And then the following week will be Pastor Blackwell, if needed. So keeping my fingers crossed this week that everything goes smooth and we're in good shape. And God help me. So the only announcement really that's in the bulletin that I noticed, and I mentioned this last week, but it's still in the bulletin wrong, so I don't want anybody to get confused. It was that double-decker bus tour trip that we have going on, that the date had to change. It was originally scheduled for August 11th, has now been moved to August 18th. So for any of you that signed up for that, please make note of that, and hopefully the following week will work for your calendars. Next week, we will have Pastor Dave Worcester subbing in, so you get a break from me. So, should be good. Hopefully you'll all be here and that we can give him our St. John's warm welcome. That'll work out. That would be nice. Don't know if anybody else has anything for the good of the group. Dan? Yes. 500. You can stay seated, but let's sing hymn number 500.
The members of St. John's share with you now some inspiration and music for the balance of your hour with God this week. We are singing hymn number 500 in the Lutheran worship.
Thank you.
What do you think? Do you want to do one more or? So there you go. Now your lungs and your throats are all warm and ready to go out into the world and share the Word of God, right? So honestly, I hope your time here was blessed at St. John's. We always welcome you and are glad to see everybody here. I hope you do have a very blessed week and come back and join us next week. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you.
You're a little nervous up there, weren't you?
Not too bad. My throat gets so dry.
I know.
Is that what?
The people of St. John's are glad that you have joined with us in our worship this morning. St. John's Church is located in Center DePue, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by grace of God alone, that we know about the grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in and to us only through our faith. Please worship with us in person in the near future. Our building is handicapped accessible. If you would like more information about St. John's or about the faith as Lutheran Christians, please write to us. We also welcome your comments and suggestions about our broadcast. If you would like to help sponsor one of our broadcasts, we would welcome your support. Write or call our church office for information. Our address is 67 Litchfield Avenue, DePue, New York, 14043. You can also email us. Our email address is stjohnslutheran.office@gmail.com. This is your announcer, Jimmy Kless, wishing you God's protection and care for the days ahead.